Truth.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep?
We are back. All right, Chance. What do you want to finish up with? And we'll let Kim come back in. You guys can both stay on. Anybody else wants to call in, feel free. You guys got the number.
Yes, sir. The point I'm making is it's a lesson I personally wished I'd learned years ago. Okay? You mentioned the psychology. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because psychology has a lot to do with how people are going to react to what's coming down.
Right.
That's why I bring this up.
Right. Well, that's a great point. I'm glad you bring it up.
Yeah. And I've noticed, because I was one of the biggest fools. For as intelligent as I am, I was one of the biggest fools that said, wow, this person said something I liked. I could trust this person. See what I mean? And it doesn't necessarily work that way. And I'm embarrassed to say this now on my age, but hey, if I can share it, you know, with somebody else and to make them realize that just because people agree with you on a certain level, whether it's politically, does not mean, and that's where the issue of trust comes in, trust and cooperation.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
Right.
I don't know if I'm making sense to you.
No, you do, man, because that's a good point. I've often had that, like, point. Like,
yeah.
If it's really in times, how are you going to trust and cooperate with people? And you get, because you're going to have to do it at some point. You're going to have to work with people.
You're going to have to, of course. But the hard part is, you know, trying to find out if it's real. And this goes for a personal relationship. It goes for a, you know, somebody you're going to fight the good battle with. You know, it's very hard. It's very hard. When you're young, you don't see it that way. When you're older, you sit back and you analyze things. And unfortunately, you get to the conclusion that, hey, you know, this is a problem I have with a lot of, how can I put it? With a lot of Patriot Radio, not all, but a lot of it. I says, wait a minute. What I'm hearing is not, so in other words, you can really sense the sincerity in people. You know, if they're ego-driven, if they're sincere, and you say, hey, wait a minute, this, 9 times out of 10, it appears to be a game. People aren't sincere about thinking about their freedom. Either I don't look at Patriot Radio as entertainment. Unfortunately, now I do a lot of it, you know. I never did before because I was looking for an answer. Hey, are people going to get together and put an end to this crap, you know?
Right.
And I said,
no, I agree.
No.
Ken, what are your thoughts on all this? I know Ken's got good perspectives on his psychology.
I had to unmute myself. There must be something to it because I actually remembered what I wanted to say and didn't forget and didn't go into la-la land. Socially, politically, I remain, you know, highly skeptical, you know, borderline cynical. I just go ahead and say cynic. But theocentrically, I know I've moved from the cynical to the sinner. And I know that as a sinner, I'm entirely and totally dependent on the work of Christ. I mean, absolutely.
Exactly.
And so I see this as an opportunity, one of the greatest opportunities, well, at least in my lifetime, if not in the last, you know, a couple hundred or thousand years, whatever, for men to get on their knees and pray, and pray that God will be glorified in all this, because I believe that that's what happens sometimes, is things are allowed to degrade to a point where we know that there's nothing we can do as men, mankind, and that we have to appeal, a vertical appeal, to the Most High God. And so,
yes, exactly.
That sense, I'm very hopeful and look forward to seeing his response, the invisible hand of God, because the second I try to lift my hand, you know, I'll say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, whatever. And so I'm entirely optimistic, you know, from the theocentric perspective. So I wanted to complete that thought. But politically, you know, we're toast. You know, there's no hope politically.
Yeah. Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, you know what fascinates me? What fascinates me is people are looking for a hero so bad. All somebody has to do is say something that you like, and right away, bingo, that's my hero. This is how people think. I'm way past that point. I mean, let's face it.
Chance, there's no more telephone booths, so no more Uberman.
Yeah, well, like I said, I put my faith in Christ, especially at this age, and I'm on borrowed time. Like, you know, you reach a certain age, you realize that. But it fascinates me how people, I mean, I cannot understand how they crave for a hero. All you have to do is say something they like, and all of a sudden they love you. And I say to myself, well, wait a minute. When you're young, if you're a male, don't you think a female is going to tell you she loves you? It's all a game. Where the rubber meets the road is where it counts. It's not in words, it's in deed. So,
exactly.
In other words,
cynically speaking, when you make those statements, the reason they're so happy with you is because they point all the cannons at you now.
Yeah,
that's true. And I think it goes back to, you know, like, they have really, really did a number on us in terms of dumbing us down and not teaching us, you know, how to critically think. And then, you know, like, once you kind of figure that out in your own life, you have to kind of, like, make an active effort to educate yourself on some of these topics.
You have to rise above it, Travis. You're right.
You have to rise above it. So
a
lot of people just find it easier to just, you know, ignore it and live in la-la land. And I don't know how they do it, honestly.
I don't know
how they sleep at night. I don't know how they function. I mean, like, it's almost like they just put these blinders on and they refuse to acknowledge what's right in front in the room with them, this huge freaking elephant in the room, and they refuse to acknowledge it's right there in front of them.
Yeah, well, see, that's
pink elephant,
nature.
Too.
Human
with
nature,
big bozo ears.
I don't give people more credit than they deserve anymore. You know, I was one of these people who was totally taken in by words of other people, whether it be in a personal life or media or whatever, until I put them to the test. You know, you have to put people through the test.
Right.
I know it sounds simple.
It may be simple, Chance, but it's profound. What you're saying is profound.
Well, I hope so, because people don't take the time to do that. They'll sit and I did it myself. See, but I'm talking from personal experience. I've done it. And now I look back and I'm ashamed, because I said, wait a minute. These people don't, they really don't know what I thought they knew. They're not sincere. They don't have the fire inside them. They're, you know.
They're doing it for the money.
Yeah, for
they're
the money.
They're doing it for their ego, for their fame, you know.
And I'm embarrassed because it took me to the age, I'll be 64 in a couple of days, it took me this long to realize it.
Hey, don't beat yourself up, man, because we're all in it together. We've all been figuring this out. And, you know, unfortunately, we should have been taught this at a much younger age. You know, we should have been having these discussions 20, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Everybody should have been talking about this stuff.
The thing I hate most about myself is when I self-censor. I hate it when I do that, and I don't.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, what I shoot from the hip with people, and that turns most people off nowadays. Okay, what you see with me is what you get. I don't play games.
I agree with that, Chance, but you got to try to be tactful in these.
Well, sure.
Yeah, I know you are. I'm sure you are. You know, like.
Yeah, I try to be tactful. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm 100% perfect, but
I can tell that. Yeah.
I don't tolerate bull crap anymore. Right. You know, at my age, I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't tolerate it. Now, of course, I try to be tactful. Sometimes I might jump the gun, but I try to catch myself. See, just like earlier, I called into, what's his name? William Rathbone, right? About this Candace Owens, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust her, okay? I don't trust her. I people fall for that. Oh, she said something I like. Did she? Did she really say something you like? Did she hold that man's feet to the fire? Or did she say, excuse me, can I answer that question? No. You don't conduct yourself this way when you're being attacked. You know, don't people realize they're being attacked? You don't speak with your enemy the way you speak to a friend. You let them know that, hey, if you want to fight, I'll give it to you. You know, don't step on my toes. I see what's, you know, that type of thing. And I just don't see that with people.
Well,
they don't
the,
have that
the one
attitude.
Thing is, I mean, I guess it's kind of red-pilling more people on the you know, Jewish supremacy issue, but you know, I don't know. Like, I sense a setup.
Yeah,
I don't know how you guys feel.
I think it's a psyop. I really do. I really do. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I've become a pretty good judge of character by now. It took me a lot of lessons, but I think I have. And what's your Ken? Is your name Ken? What's your opinion?
Yeah, what's your opinion, Ken?
Regarding
Candace Owens and Stu Peters, and even Alex Jones is finally Alex Jones has finally dealt with the Zionist thing. But what was really interesting with Jones, get this, I don't know if you guys have seen this, but he had the butt plug rabbi. You know, his daughter has the little dildo butt plug business. Anyways, he's the butt plug rabbi. Anyways, somehow that's. He called out Jones. Well, Jones invited him on the show, and he showed up. And this guy just made an ass of himself, just looking like
typical. Now, can I interrupt you for a minute, Travis, if you don't mind?
What's that?
If you don't mind. All right. Now you're missing his butt plug and his dildo stuff, right? I hate to bring out. I feel embarrassed to even say this on radio,
know,
to be honest with you. But let me tell you something. If I was Candace Owens, right? Candace, whatever the hell her name is, I would have said, this man who's attacking me, do you realize that he's in the butt plug and dildo business? I mean, think about it. But did she say that? No. He would say, what kind of man is attacking me? And you're standing with a guy who does these type of things. Now, this tells me something about you, meaning the guy who's interviewing her, right? That's what I would have said. I would have said, what kind of integrity or morals do you have?
Well, I think she did. I mean, this thing has been escalating. So, you know, again, I don't trust any of it. As far as I'm concerned, they're all actors. But supposedly, this guy's been harassing her for some reason. Then she finally called it out, and then it, you know, came completely unhinged from there. Got to the point where even Alex Jones had this guy on. And I'm telling you, this guy looked like a real jerk. And it was getting Alex Jones pissed off, where, like, he was starting to be like, dude, I'm not saying this. You're saying this. you're calling me this, you're calling me that. You know, typical Jew behavior there. But yeah, basically, I think they're setting up the anti-Semitism laws. That's what I really think they're setting up, personally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could see that coming. But like I said, it's up to people to stand firm and confront these people. I mean, let's face it. It's what's happening. It's about time to say, hey, like I said on William Rapillum's show, who the hell are you to make me explain myself and justify myself to you? Am I going to walk on broken glass for you and walk on eggshells to address this? No, I'm not. I'm going to give you the facts, and if you don't like it, that's tough crap. I mean, this is the kind of personalities we need to confront this situation.
Well, and I agree with the self-censoring about that, because, you know, at some point, they're putting us in the corner, and if you don't defend yourself, like, what are you going to do, you know? They put these wild animals in the corner. They fight back.
Well, sure, it's survival, and that's exactly what we're being threatened with, our own survival on so many terms.
Right.
And when I hear people just complain... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I didn't mean to cancel your thought. Finish your thought.
Well, I just don't like people. I don't like or trust wishy-washy people. Say what's on your mind. Say what you mean. Don't tiptoe around the fire, dance around
the
fire.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. And I see too many people, a lot of callers, not all, but a lot of them, and I says, wow, man, wake the hell up. Try to be a little more discerning. Really listen to how this person is reacting. Is this how you react? Is this your answer? Are you going to make a change? No, you're not. You're not going to make a change unless you force a change. Let's face it.
Well, and I think a lot of people just starting to step out of the system, and that's probably the best thing you can do.
Yeah.
Is stop playing their games. You know, like pull yourself out any way you can, any way that you could see yourself pulling your family out of it somehow. And just slowly keep doing it. Slowly get prepared. Slowly just keep stepping out. That's the only thing I could think of at this point.
Well, I think the number one first step you have to take is pull a Roger Sales. You have to change your status to a U.S. Right. national. But I don't, you know.
Yeah, but wait a minute, Ken. Can I ask you something? If you don't mind me interrupting, please.
Do you think
they're not going to come after you just because you're a national? These people are hell bent for leather here.
Well, no, I'm a pretty practical person. I understand, but you know that ancient Chinese proverb says, "1,000 mile journey begins with first steps." So, do you think you shouldn't take your first steps on your 1,000 mile journey?
I agree with you in a way, but let me tell you. I spoke to Hal Turner, okay, and I told him they're thinking about putting vaxes in our food now, mind you. Now let me tell you,
they already are.
Yeah.
Anytime they say stuff like that, it's because they're already doing it, and it's a soft sell to get people to. They're you know, these microplastics could all be containing stuff, and you know, I've often wondered how something that's sprayed, you know, at 30, 40, 50,000 feet could make it down here. And, you know, if it's enclosed in microplastics, that, you know, that's certainly a way to go about it.
Well, see, now I have one question. And I said this to Hal Turner. I said, look, if they're tampering with and adulterating your food, what makes you think they'll have any qualms about rounding you up and shooting you between the eyes? Think about it.
Right. Well, with that note, we'll have a little break and some Metallica here or something.
Time for Java, and then we'll step back in the ring.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Listen to System of a Down. Trying to build a prison.
Following the Reich movement to clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available for all the kids. Following the Reich movement to clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available for all the kids.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar, has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
For all the kids, following the Reich movement to clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available for all the kids.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S.
They're trying to build a prison!
They're trying to build a prison! They're trying to build a prison! They're trying to build a prison!
For the women
of the thing! Another prison system!
Minor drug offenders, sell your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders, sell your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich.
Mother, my crack, my smack, my bitch, right here in Hollywood.
The percentage of Americans in the prison system has doubled since 1985.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
You get the picture. They're trying to build a prison. Hey, I gotta follow up with something both of you guys said. I agree with both of you. Yeah, what's going to prevent them from just taking you out in the woods and putting a bullet in your head and putting you in a trench like they've done hundreds of times over? However, I got to say, what Ken speaks of is true. It's fundamentally true. If you pull yourself out of this constructive fraud that they have set up for us very cleverly, I think if 10 million people did this, it would really make a big difference.
Yeah, I agree to a certain degree, okay? But I don't think it's going to stop them from rounding you up just because you think they're going to pass your door by and say, well, he's a national. Don't round him up.
No,
you know, I don't think that's going to happen.
You're going to be more on a list.
And can I ask you guys another? Can I ask
No. You have to hold on. You keep asking questions and don't get a chance to respond.
I'm sorry.
So give me a chance. No, I don't mean it. I don't mean to be.
No, that's it.
Mean or anything. I'm just saying.
You're asking
good questions. That's why I'm saying I want a chance to respond. And
my
response to that. I know. I heard you on Hal earlier today on shortwave. So
I appreciate what you do.
I think that doing that is painting a gigantic bullseye on my back. So that's the answer to your question, the short version. But it's something that has to be done. But I must reemphasize is that before you begin your 1,000-mile journey, the first thing you do is pray. You pray for your family. You pray for your friends. You pray for the people you work with. You even pray for your enemies. But, you know, you pray for protection, for wisdom, for understanding. And I'm not talking about, you know, some narcissistic kneeling. You know, I'm talking about, you know, heartfelt, genuine prayer because you expect an answer and you expect things to happen because... You know, that's where we're at, but...
Amen. Can I ask you guys another question, if you don't mind? Now, the very three things we need to survive as human beings, right, is air, water, and food, right? Now, they're all poisoned to one degree or another, and I don't need to go into what the ingredients are in each of those three.
No, you all know. Yeah, I got you.
You all know.
Go for it.
Okay, but here's the thing. Have you noticed that no politicians address this? No candidates address this? Now, my question is this to both of you guys. Maybe you could set me straight. Now, I hear people call up, and they have valid concerns about immigration. I agree with them, but let me tell you something. If you're being poisoned by air, water, and food, you're not going to be alive to fight immigration. You see, you're going to be suffering a catastrophic illness like I had years back. God knows where I had cancer a while back. But if we don't take care of these things first, how in God's name are we going to fight against the other problems? In other words, I think that's a priority first, and we don't have a good track record of having them clean those things up, have we? Now, what are your guys' opinions?
Go ahead, Ken. Yeah, because I think it's status quo.
If I had to say anything about what we should all do, it would be to demand that they stop the aerial
spraying. But we haven't, Ken. Ken, we haven't. Right. That's the problem.
No. You know, you asked me a question.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm answering.
Sorry.
That is what I think is the number one issue that we all need to band together on. Because as long as they're doing that, then pretty much anything else we do is pointless.
Right, exactly. That's the point I was making. We haven't been successful. Hey, look. Now, I brought this point up on a couple of shows. I can't recall which. But we let them get away with not labeling foods with GMO, right? Now, I challenge both of you guys to go into your kitchen cabinets and in your freezer and look at some frozen stuff and baked goods. You know what you're going to find on most of them now? Because we haven't put our foot down with GMO, now you're going to find a phrase underneath the whole list of ingredients, a separate phrase that says, contains bioengineered food ingredients in real small letters. And I say to myself, wow, we let them get away with all this crap, and now what are they doing? They're only progressing. So, and I wonder what this crap is doing to us, because I notice when I eat this stuff, I get a stomach ache.
Right.
Okay? I've noticed that.
No. That's a good thought, Chance. Hang tight. We got a quick break, and then it's the last break, so we'll be right back.
In your face, but you can grab. the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
All right. Welcome back. Good points, guys. Yeah, I think definitely the air's got to stop being weaponized. The food system's got to stop being weaponized. You know, the military's got to stop spending all this money and killing people, innocent people all over the world, supporting, you know, Israel to bomb all these people and whatnot. And, you know, that's the big part of the problem. Yeah. So
if I may, Travis.
Yeah, go ahead, Kansas.
By the way, good song. I was a little boy when that song came out. I remember, you know, if we can't stop them from killing us through our air, water, and food.
Right.
What makes people think that they're going to be well enough or strong enough to fight back concerning all these other problems? I mean, it blows my mind We let that go. What makes people think that we're not going to croak or drop dead or suffer a horrible catastrophic disease in time enough to correct all the other problems? I don't know. I can't understand it.
Well, at some point, we just have to focus on, it gets back to what Travis originally said, we have to focus on getting our own houses in order, and by reestablishing local relationships, then we rebuild. Because right now, you know, like when you go to the grocery store and buy something, I don't know who grew that wheat or raised that cow or what they did or who they are. I don't know who they are at all, or if it came from China or South America or
Ken,
anything.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? Ken, see, you're right. You're right, but we're always on the defensive. In other words, I'll give you an example. Now, I don't go to a doctor. I take natural supplements to try to keep myself healthy because I'm up there in age, right? So I take good natural supplements, not the crap you buy in the stores. Okay? And it costs me a small fortune. My point is this. Why must people always have to be on the defensive and spend a small fortune, hundreds of dollars, sometimes thousands on supplements, go to farmers markets? There's got to come a point where we say, hey, enough is enough. We're not going to allow you to do this anymore. We're not going to be spending all our money just to stay alive. We're going to throw you bastards out. We're going to make you responsible for this. And I don't see that happening. I see people coming up with these solutions, which are good, don't get me wrong, but how long can you run? How long can you be on the defensive? Especially now with the economy.
You got good points that people don't even realize that this war is being conducted against them. You know, that's the one of the big problems. You're right.
Well, they're just friggin' lost then. I don't know what to say to them. I don't waste my time on them anymore because I'm too old. I got one foot in the grave, the other on a banana peel. I don't have time to convince people anymore.
The bottom line is that you can only do what you can do, and centrically speaking again, theologically speaking, you will only be held accountable for what you can do. So we need to get about doing what we can do, because that's the bottom line, you know, getting your own house in order, growing your own food, whatever. The point is that there is only so much that you can do. And if you're not even doing that, then you know, you'll be judged accordingly, both in the horizontal and the vertical relationships.
Right.
Sometimes I feel that I am not doing enough. I want to do more, but it's so discouraging. And be honest with you, when I listen to alternative media, which I got rid of the TV 30 years ago. I don't subscribe to mainstream newspapers, magazines, TV, 30 years now, okay? You know, I still remember the one morning back in, I think it was 1991. I went out on a snowy day and bought a shortwave, and that's when I shit-canned the TV, everything. Got rid of everything because I knew it was all lies. I just made a decision. That's it. I can't take this no more. It's all lies. And that was back then, mind you. Now every word out of their mouth is a lie about everything.
Right. And now you're here calling the RBN. I'm glad you're calling, Jan. It's really both of you guys.
Because there's some like-minded people, you know?
Right.
I'm grateful for that. Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful
that's
for
why
that.
I like RBN.
Because otherwise I go stark raving mad, let's face it.
Right.
At least
there's other people out there all over the country and the world that at least can think alike and like can see these problems and then have discussions about them and, hey...
But we're past discussion. Something's got to be done is my point. See, that's why I threw out my personal history there a little bit. I'm throwing all this out to make people realize that, hey, man, you know, you got to, you better start doing something. You know, you can have discussions all you want. You better get off your ass and make a difference.
There's plenty of opportunity for us to try to start planting seeds, and I mean that both physically and spiritually. You know, I heard, I think it was on RBN, I don't remember which host it was, but they were playing some clips. It may have even been Murr's show, I don't remember, where they interviewed a lot of these Gen Z people and et cetera, and asked them, you know, how many minutes is a quarter hour?
Oh, yeah, I heard it. I heard it.
And they're like, oh, 5 minutes, yeah. 25 minutes. So we have our work cut out for us just trying to educate people. And so there's a tremendous amount we can be doing to help plant seeds, you know, by asking the right questions, you know, that can plant a seed. Or,
and I think that was on Jeff Rentz's show. I think that was on Jeff Rentz's show.
Oh, you may be right.
Yeah, and that was the most embarrassing thing I ever heard in my life, right then and there. But you know what?
Right.
You know what's even sadder, though? The older generation. In our, I don't know how old you are, Ken. Travis said he's in his late 40s, but even people in our age group, I've noticed. I says, wow, this is scary. This is scary shit. I mean, we're really...
Right, but that's what I'm saying is we have to become proactive. We all have some knowledge that we can impart to these people and help them to understand these things. And it's just like the biblical narrative when Christ sent out the disciples, two by two. And he said, hey, go into a town, you tell them what's up, and if they don't want to listen, then you kick the dust off your feet and you move on. And
again, you're a much better man than me. I'm old and I'm tired now, you see. I've done this for years. You got to understand, I've been doing this for years, okay? Now
well,
I'm
do understand
age.
More than you know. I fought this battle in corporate America in the 80s and 90s, I was talking about this stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm tired now. I am really tired, Ken. I'm old now, all right? I realize my own mortality now. I'm tired. I'm getting older. And I don't want to be one of these people who just complains and bitches all the time. I'm tired of it. It's good to release and talk to you folks, yes. But I'm tired of trying to make people understand what the hell is going on. I don't know.
Believe me, I totally get it. I live in farm country, and I try to talk to farmers about glyphosate and what it does and how it inhibits the uptake of minerals and blah, blah, blah. And I hit stone walls every day. All the time, and that's, you know, I've been down and you know, occasionally slip into that type of depression where you get frustrated, worn out, whatever, but, you know, that's where the spiritual part becomes more important.
Well, yes,
because you get recharged, and you go out and you do it again.
Yes, I pray, Ken. I have a strong faith, believe me. I don't.
No, I'm not judging you, Chance. I'm, you know, what you do is what you do. I'm just saying that that's what works, and that's what we have to get back to. It's not a judgment on you or anyone else.
No, I know.
I'm just throwing out.
I didn't misinterpret what you said. I have a strong faith. Yes, I do pray. I will not let my big toe across the threshold of a 501c3 church, though. I read my King James Bible. I pray. I do have a strong faith, and that's what keeps me going, I'll be honest with you, I'm convinced, okay? But,
all right, just don't let the cares of the world, distract you too much from that, and again, it's not a judgment, it's just an observation, because it happens to all of us, you know?
Well, see, my fault is I've always been the peacemaker type of person. I've always been the kind of person who wanted to bring people together, who wanted to see people get along. This was my attitude for years until I finally woke up and said, hey, I can't do it no more. I can't do it no more. I'm too old. Yes, sir.
You know, my theology is such that I've been yelled at, screamed at, kicked out of churches, and so, I mean, I get it. But, you know, you'll only be held accountable for what you know and what you do, no matter what the situation is. I mean, look at when Paul, you know, was in prison, you know, he started singing. And so, I mean, it's hard. I mean, it's easy to say some of these things and very hard to do. I have to put that out there. It's not like I'm, you know, saying that what I'm saying is easy to do. It's hard to do. But it's what you have to do.
Right. Well, I guess the guys in the Telegram that are listening to this chat and they want to join in, but Mike doesn't have Telegram, and they talk about these topics you're talking about, Ken, and they wanted to come in, but the only thing I could do is put it on speakerphone and through Telegram on my phone, and I'm not sure how it would work out on the audio for the listeners.
Can I say
but,
something to Ken, Travis?
Yeah, go ahead.
It probably turn into a heligram instead of a telegram if you try to do it over speakerphone.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm worried about. I was like, well, just pick your best guys and come on next Friday.
Well, see, Ken, don't get the impression I'm giving up. I mean, I'm going to fight until they put me 6 feet under. The point I'm making is this, is that I'm getting tired and I'm getting older. That's the point I'm making. It doesn't mean I'm going to stop fighting. I'll never stop fighting. It's not in my nature, okay? But I'm getting tired. I'm getting weary.
Hold on, we got another quick call. Let's let him join in here. Let's see what Ed in Chicago's got.
Roy.
Ed, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Travis? How you doing, Chance and Ken?
Ken.
I'm no longer in Chicago. I'm in Texas. Hell
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made the move. Good for you. Glad you got out of there.
And, yeah, I don't know if you remember, I called back when we moved my daughter out of Manhattan out of Brooklyn, New York. Anyway, listen, hey, Chance, I'm 64 myself, and I feel like I'm in the beginning of the third quarter, for crying out loud.
Well, I'll be
you know,
64
I mean,
in a couple of days.
I'm running every day and, you know, working out, blah, blah, blah. You know, I ain't breaking no land speed records, that's for damn sure.
Well, God bless you, sir.
You know, I mean, man, we got to keep it going, man. I've just been listening, and I'm kind of getting me down, brother.
Well, I didn't mean to now. No, look, I'm just disappointed in what I hear. I'm disappointed in a lot of people. I don't see a righteous anger in people. I don't see a fight in them, and that's what discourages me. Ed, is your name?
Ed, yeah.
Yes, Ed, that's what bothers me. I don't see a righteous anger in them. I just see it.
That's because all these people,
everybody
live in fluoride. Instead of Florida, they live in fluoride.
Ken, you're in Texas?
In Tejas, yes, sir.
What part?
West Texas.
Lubbock?
I'm up here in altitude. I'm at about 3,600 feet in altitude. Who would ever think that there would be flat plains at 3,600 feet in Texas?
Okay, and I'm up on a mountain.
Well, I'm still learning.
In West. I'm up in a mountain. I'm on the highest one on the mountain here in rural southern West Virginia.
Nice.
Well, it's rough here. It's like eastern New Mexico. It's just flat and... You know, it's like desert land, dirt.
I've been in that area that Ken's Ken's talking about. I've been there.
Hey, one of my idols is from West Texas, by the way. Waylon Jennings in Littlefield.
Yeah, that's not too far away. Waylon Jennings Boulevard.
Yeah, I'm a big Waylon Jennings. I've always been a Waylon Jennings fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got to get some of him on my playlist. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, what was his song? Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Trannies?
Mom. Yeah, I've seen him live.
Yeah, no,
I'm originally from New Jersey. I moved here like 15 years ago. And I've seen him live in my home state just a couple of years before he passed away. He had bad diabetes, and they cut off his foot. And I wonder, since you're in Texas, Ken, I wonder if his wife is still alive. What is her name now? Oh, I can't think. Jesse Coulter.
She'd have to be pretty old, because...
Yeah. Well, Waylon Jennings born the same year my daddy was, 1937. And he passed away.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, the women always seem to outlive the men. We stress out too much and contribute to our turbo cancers.
He's got a son, too. Shooter Jennings. Yeah, Waylon was... I didn't mean to get off on this now. I know it's superficial talk, but...
Well, we got 10 minutes, yeah. We got any last thoughts from you, Al? We'll go around table real
quick.
Wow, only
10 minutes left? Where does the time go?
Yeah, I know. It goes quick. I'll get the next show. I'll get these guys on from this Telegram channel.
We'll talk
about some of this legal stuff and what they're up to, how they see it. Because I like what Ken's got going on the state national thing. I do fundamentally agree. I haven't been able to pull out this off myself yet, but fundamentally, I think he's right. Like I really do.
Well,
like
I'll
I think
comment
more
on that
people
real
need
quickly.
To pull you themselves out of the feudal system.
Yeah, you go to thematrixdocs.com, thematrixdocs, D-O-C-S, and you have all your instructions there. You have podcasts you can listen to, MP3s, paperwork that you can read, hear about what other people have done. But it's really as simple as writing a one-paragraph letter to the U.S. Department of State stating that you want to change your status from a U.S. citizen to a U.S. national, which basically means that you're back to what a citizen, air quotes, was before the Civil War, before the Jim Crow stuff and all that. There's so much to say there.
Right.
Some of these things I shouldn't bring up.
We'll get into this maybe next show if I can get these guys on. We'll talk about that. Go in a little more depth on that. But I think it's fundamentally important. What do you guys think about that, Ed? You got any thoughts on all that topic?
I think that it's real cool, but they're going to be so bedazzled with your paperwork that they're not going to shoot you. Get the hell out of here, come on.
It's not necessarily they're not going to shoot you, but it's just the fact that you might as well play hands you're dealt, you know what I mean? Like, you might as well do what you can in all areas.
I got a question
you're only held accountable for what you do, and if you have solutions that you don't take advantage of.
I got a solution. Organize, arm, equip, and train as militia. Because it's coming down, brother. We're going to 24.
He's right.
All right. Thank you, fellas. Adios.
Hey, man.
Take care, Ed.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, Ken.
Yes.
Point. Hello?
No, that was just Ed hanging up. No, he's got a point. I just always advocate it's got to be state.
I don't think
the state's got to run the militias. But
hey, Travis,
anyway,
I don't think it's going to stop them from kicking down your door at 5 in the morning in SWAT suits.
No, at this point, yeah, that's pretty much in store for all of us, but...
Yeah,
unfortunately. Might as well play the hands you got, so...
Nothing
that's
is
all
going
I'm
to
saying.
Stop them from kicking down your door, no matter who you are or what you do, if that's what they intend to do. So I'm not arguing that point. I'm not saying that this makes you... faster than a speeding bullet and able to leap tall buildings.
Right.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that for nonviolent responses to what they're doing.
Right.
Starts out with making people aware of the truth of what's happened to them and what they've done to us and how you get out of that. And then you carry on doing all these other things that you do as a normal law-abiding, not legal-abiding, but law-abiding person that lives in fear of God and not in fear of the state. And right. there's not enough time to say what I need to say, so I have to be very non-verbose and very concise, and that's about, you know, how I can put it. But it's an unbelievable gem that Roger Sales stumbled onto and is trying very hard to get people to understand. And there's other people trying to do similar things, but they missed the boat. The issue is that we're in the feudal system, and we all signed up for it because they lied to us by using equivocation. They ask you, are you a U.S. citizen? Yes. Are you a resident? Yes.
Let me finish.
Let me finish, please. You keep interrupting me. Just give me a chance.
Sorry.
Chance? No, I lost my train of thought. So when you answer those questions, you just signed up for the feudal system. Again, I'm being very concise here, and there's much more to it. So what you're doing is you're taking yourself out of the feudal system by doing this, which is perfectly lawful and righteous thing to do, and it's the first step. And anyhow, right. I apologize for barking at you there, Chance, but I just had to get that thought out because
I will check into it. I will check. Well, gentlemen, it's been real, and
I got to start closing this thing up. I appreciate you guys both calling in because these are good topics. And like I said, I got these guys chomping at the bit, listening to the show. They've got a lot of things to say on this. So I'm definitely going to get these guys to try to line it up because I could have brought them in, but it would have been a shit show. And I'd rather just like bring a couple of these guys on and do it properly.
Holy,
give them some time to talk about
this.
Yeah, no, I'll get them on.
God bless you.
I'll join it, and I'll make sure they come on, and we'll figure it out. But I just didn't want to bring it on with the speakerphone.
Right.
But it's been a great conversation. Thank you both for calling in.
And God bless you, Travis. And I'm going to jump off now. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thank you, Chance. Take care. Ken, appreciate you calling in too, man. Always good to hear from you, buddy. Love hearing from you. So, anyways, I guess I'll close the show properly. Finally, for once. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you all listening in. It was fun. I've got my buddies on. We'll talk about this a little more and these topics because I think they're pretty important and it's not talked about too often on RBN. So I do want to bring this up, and I'm trying to figure out how to pull myself out of it. So we'll try to get these fellas on next time. We'll see you next week. Everybody have a great weekend and God bless. Take care.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.